Well, another Monday afternoon, another pearl of wisdom. It's one of those things that really just make our Mondays all the more brighter. And Dr. Pearl Coupe is with us. So we had a great conversation last week.
Yes.
Are we continuing from where we left off?
Well, you know, this we're just continuing from last week because, you know, the Lord had put on my heart issues around children. And so we've been doing this series on children and, you know, some thoughts around responsibility for children and, you know, starting, first of all, with parents, parental responsibility. And we're going to be just continuing on that. And, you know, the series is dealing with responsibility as parents and also responsibility that we have as a nation. Because there's a nation also we have responsibility to our parents. So, yeah, we are just continuing. And this second week, we're dealing still with parents. Yeah. We're dealing still with parents. And so what we want to talk about with parents is, first of all, mention that parents have a responsibility to children. We know that. And Proverbs 22:6 actually teaches us a little bit about that responsibility. But in the first instance, I wanted to say this, that I think sometimes we are not quite aware of how much a responsibility we have towards children. And, you know, I actually wrote some prayers and declarations in Joy Magazine a while ago, and I was reminded of them around what are some of the prayers we're supposed to be declaring over our children. And I'll probably, you know, declare some of them also today just to provoke parents. But one of the scriptures tells us that children are a heritage from the Lord. In fact, it's Psalms 127, if you read from verses 1 to 5. Children are a heritage of, you know, from the Lord. And that's one of the things I want to just remind us as parents, because many of us, and, you know, in some cultures, sometimes children, it's kind of the aspects of children is just something you have to have as part of the marriage. You know, if you're a makoti or something, yeah, it's expected. And sometimes we don't realize the full ramifications and implications of having a child and responsibility and consequences. You know, we'll be posting our children on Facebook and see how cute my child is and all of that. And yes, our children are cute. I mean, this morning I posted my granddaughter, how cute she was. But it's not just about posting our children. And, you know, my granddaughter, who's, I was privileged by my children to, they allowed me to name her. And I prayed for her name. And her name is a Hebrew name, Katriel, which means the Lord is my crown. God showed me that she was, it was a woman, a girl, child, and this is what we must name her. So that's just to emphasize the responsibility that we have to our children. So you don't just pick a name from the beginning because, oh, that sounds cute. You know, this name is popping. No, you first of all have to actually ask God, God, what are you saying? What is this child's purpose? Before even this child was born, because didn't God say to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:5, before you were formed and even a thought, I already knew you and I had a purpose and plan for your life. So if we're parents, understanding that children are given to us by God, not for us just to say they're cute, but actually as a heritage whom we must teach, train, equip, and activate and release to fulfill their purpose and plan in God, then before they even pitch up on this earth, we're supposed to have prayed for them and say, what is your plan concerning this child? And give them a name that lines up with that purpose. Because your name, Z, will be the most consistent prophecy that you will ever have in your life. Every time somebody calls your name, they're prophesying that name. And that's why every time God wanted to change and line somebody up to their purpose and plan, he changed their name. Because their name did not speak of the purpose and plan. So he had to change Jacob's name to Israel. He had to change Abram's name to Abraham. He had to change Sarai's name to Sarah so that they line up with their purpose. And so I want to say that, just encourage parents out there to say, let's just remember that children are not just something or some people we have just because we're married and it's the thing to do. and we have to satisfy in-laws who and relatives who are asking us, when are you having children? No, children are a heritage from the Lord. They have purposes. They have plans. Our responsibility, what we're going to account for at the end of the day, at the end of our lives, is one of the things we're going to have to account for is how did you raise that child? Did you train them up in line with the purpose and plan that I had for them? Did you even bother to ask me what their purpose was? Did you know their gifts that I had wired and placed in them? So those are all questions that we have. So that's the first reminder that I wanted to say as we start the aspect around our responsibility as parents is remember that their heritage from the Lord, and because their heritage from the Lord, the Bible says in that same Psalm 127:3-5, it says they are like arrows in the hands of the mighty warrior, and they will contend with enemies at the gates. So let us remember that. And as parents, the other thing I wanted to remind us is that, you know, again, Jeremiah 1:5. Says that God knew us by name and he knew the plans and purposes. So remember to pray for each one of your children because they will have different purposes and different plans. So there's no like common template. There's no one-stop shop that because I raised, you know, Anetta like this, then Anissa must be raised like this. Every child is an individual, and we have to ask God's purpose and plan for that child because we may have to raise the other children differently. That this one has a different personality, this one has different gifts, and you know, and you, and like a standard to common template, generic, you know, and most of us are guilty of that, and we'll even compare the children. Your brother didn't do this, blah, 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 you know, or your sister didn't do this. Hello. We're dealing with individual personalities. We're dealing with different graces, different plans and purposes. So there's no one size fits all. There's no one engine stop kind of template. So that's another thing I want to encourage us as parents to say, remember that, that each child is individual and we have a responsibility to ask God for that particular child's purpose and plan. And they may have to go to a different school. Just because this one went to this school and the school was great doesn't mean that the second one has to go to that school. Yeah. They may be very artsy, you know, in terms of their grace and gifts. Mm-hmm. And the other school is very academic or very technical. And so you may have to send them, you know, this may be a worship leader. You may have to send them to music school that's predominantly musical. So, yes, that's the other thing I wanted to say. Is that, yes, let's remember that. And then another thing I also wanted to say, as parents, as we are raising our children, focusing on parents, is to pray for their protection. There are so many things out there that are out there ready to derail, deter, take away our children's livelihood and purpose. I mean, when I grew up, you know, more than 60 years ago, when I was growing up as a little girl, we didn't have to worry about children being raped and molested. And I mean, of course, there were those few cases, but they were far and few between. They weren't regular. And now children have to worry about that. You know, the case of this poor child, I wrote about it in Joy Magazine, is a 7-year-old waiting for her transport to pick her up. And somebody out there goes and rapes this child, you know, a number of times, multiple times, that we now live in a society where, you know, unfortunately, we have to pray over our children's protection. So as parents, again, I want to, just encourage you to say every day when my children go out and listen, my youngest child is 28. That's the baby. I still pray for their protection. When my daughter comes home, when she travels, she sends me a live location. If she's coming from worship practice, she will send me a live location. Mom, I'm leaving. And before she goes, I declare Psalm 91 before she travels every day. Psalm 91 protection over you. So let's also pray that our children be protected under Psalm 91, not only their physical bodies, but just begin to pray that their minds, their hearts, their thoughts are protected also from every evil influence. There's pornography out there. There are sexual deviance and everything. pray against every evil influence, that they'll not become victims of worldly addictions, drug addictions. Children out there are becoming suicidal, so many of them, through depression, cyberbullying, all sorts of things that children in this era face. So pray that their minds, hearts, thoughts be protected from evil influence, and they don't become victims of worldly addiction, perversities, or worldviews, and that they'll keep their eyes fixed on Yeshua HaMashiach, who's the author and will become the author and the finisher of their faith, and that they will reflect on those things that are true, that are noble, that are right, that are pure, that are lovely, that are admirable, that are excellent, and that are praiseworthy. Mm. Continue to pray that. And as you pray that also, pray against rebellion. Because some of these worldly influences are you know, they bring out rebellion in children. The music that some of the children listen to is all swear words. It's cuss words. It's, you know, some genres of music encourage children to be rebellious, to be insulting, to be rude. To some of the genres even, you know, encourage women to hate women, to beat up women, to treat women like they're nothing. They call them the B word and all of that. So watch out for that. Watch out for negative influences through the media. Watch what they're watching on TV, the movies that they're watching. Be careful and be mindful of what they're watching, and encourage them not to be rebellious, that they should walk in obedience, and that they should honor and respect them as parents. You know, one of the reasons, I know people may think, oh no, that's extreme now, but one of the reasons I don't call my children kids is because kid is actually a baby goat. Yes, a kid is a baby goat. When you look at the original, the meaning of a kid.
Sure.
And I don't know who started calling children kids. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm just very prophetic and I'm very conscious of words. And, you know, the power of life and death is in the tongue. So I don't be calling my children and people around me. Whenever they say kids, I'll say children.
Yes.
Children. Because the nature, there's a reason why the Bible distinguishes between sheep and goats.
Mm-hmm.
Because sheep follow the shepherd. They're obedient, but goats are rebellious. Goats just go anywhere.
Yo.
And so I ain't finna call my children baby goats and call out rebellion in them. So it's children for me. Thank you very much. You may call me pedantic and I'm being extreme, but I believe in the power of life and death. So
amen.
I don't have kids. I have goats. I don't have children. I don't have kids. I don't have goats. I have children.
Amen.
I have children. So yeah. So encourage them, pray for them to walk in obedience, that they will honor and respect us as parents, because, you know, many in this generation don't respect and honor elders. They just call them anyhow. They're rude to them. They insult them. So pray for their obedience. Prophesy over them. Pray that their days will be long because they're honoring and respecting you.
Amen.
That's part of the reward of honoring your parents.
Yeah.
Says that your days will be long and it shall be well with you. So pray that it'll go well with them because they're not rebellious. They listen to our godly parental counsel and they walk in the obedience of the word of God. So, and also as parents, because we're not always innocent. So let me just throw in one for the children. One for the children is sometimes we're not, you know, we can also provoke our children to wrath. And the Bible says, as parents, do not provoke your children into anger, into wrath. So as parents, I'm also praying for you that you will receive grace to not provoke your children into anger.
Amen. Yo, that is true. That's powerful. Dr. Pearl, thank you.
Thank you.